I create all things and release each creation to go forth to express its unique qualities of being itself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. I create each expression of my divinity to go forth and be itself and express the magnificence that it is and how wonderful it is. When I do this, I am being the greatest creator in the universe. Because according to biblical stories, the divine God created all things and called them good and very good and blessed them to be an expression of itself, an expression of all that it is and all that it is in its divinity. No more, no less, just all. And how wonderful that is. But I say of myself, I create all things and release each of my creation to be itself, to be expressing itself, to be expressing the divinity that I thought into itself. Now, because I'm always thinking divine things, and because I'm always thinking of beautiful things for my world and for me, my world about me is a beautiful expression of the great congregation, of the great audience, the great expressions of what I'm thinking about all of the time in my life. All of the thoughts that I'm thinking, all of the dreams that I have, all the desires that I have, they come forth in such magnificence and such wonder and such magic because they are who I am. They are the very fulfillment of my inner self. And this is truly very wonderful. Now, can I always express myself that way? Can I always be that wonderful, magnetic, magical being that I see in all beings? I look around me and I see my creation everywhere. I look around me and I see happiness everywhere. I look around me and I see abundance, joy, healthiness. I see wholeness. I see goodness everywhere around me. Wherever I look, I see the goodness that is in me. And it's radiating outwardly and it's radiating and expressing. Nobody on the face of the earth, nobody in the universe, no concept that I could ever conceive of could ever be less than my highest and best. Everybody is living their highest and best, which is my highest and best. Everyone is expressing their divine reality, which is my divine reality. And so as I look at each person on the face of the earth, I see them expressing divine reality, my creative expression and love for myself. And I see it done now. It's not just a wishful thing. It's not just something I lucked out and seeing. It's something I lucked out and seeing somebody being wonderful. But it's because it's an expression of me. It's an expression of who I am. It's an expression of the divine in me, the magic in me, the wonder in me, the glory in me. And it is done now. And how wonderful that is. Because that's all that it takes. It's just that wonder, that magic, that glory in me to be who I am. Truly, I create all things and release each of my creation to be who I am, to be an expression of my inner divinity, to be an expression of my delight in myself. Say that for yourself. I create all things. Say that for yourself. I create all things, and I release each of my creation as and a fulfillment of my own inner self, of who and what I am, of the grandness, the glory, the marvel, the magic, the goodness that I am, because that's all that it is. Now, as I look around at the world, what do I see? Do I see everyone happy? Do I see peace everywhere? Do I see the atmosphere in harmony? Do I see all of the things that are causing the air to be pure, that are causing the water to be pure, that are causing the food to be exquisite, that are causing everything to be beautiful. Do I see all things being created to accomplish that end, that goal? When I do that, then I truly know how I created all things and released each of my creation to fulfill its divine purpose. So fulfilling its divine purpose, all of my creation is being desirable, being wonderful, being fantastic. The weather is my creation. The sun is my creation. The water is my creation. The air is my creation. The foods that I enjoy and delight in eating are my creation. Everything is my creation. And I look at them and I say, wow, you're beautiful. You are ideal food. You are ideal air. You are ideal water. You are ideal blood in my veins. Yes, every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body is ideal. Every fluid in the universe is ideal. Every air that I breathe is ideal. And I see all things like this because that is truly a reflection of who and what I am, and only who and what I am. Now, do I have the courage? Do I have the confidence? Do I have the habit to say all things are in divine order all the time? Do I have this attitude of mind that all is good and very good? All things are in divine order. Is it my habit to always think that way and see that way? Because it's a reflection of me, my creation, and everything outside of me and everything inside of me is my creation. I have created it, and I have created it good and very good. I have created it wonderful and marvelous. I have created it fantastic. Everything, every single thing that exists. And so I look at the universe about me, and I delighted at it. I listen to a beautiful piece of music, and I think, how glorious that is. Every note is perfect. Every note is glorious. Every note reflects exactly what I had in mind when I brought forth that music, when I brought it forth into the universe. I have every single being's body, as I look at them in the universe, every person. And I look at their body and I call it good and very good. And I call it the ideal body, the ideal mind, the ideal soul, the ideal being in every way, shape, and form. I call it glorious and I call it good because I am its creator. And that's all I know how to create is the divine, is good, is beautiful, is wonderful. That's me. That's me percolating on all for doing the most beautiful thing that I could ever do in the universe. Now, I take time to develop my habits, to develop my attitudes, to develop my realization. And there are things that happen sometimes that would tend to disincline me from that positive way. And I have to just stop right there and say, all is in divine order, all is beautiful, all is good. And when I do that, then all is good, all is beautiful, all is in divine order. But I have to be so very positive, so very definite, and I have to jump on it right away if I ever start to say anything that's less than my reality, less than my divinity. For my divinity is all that counts in this world, and it's all that ever will count. My divinity is the only reality in this world, and it's all that I know. And I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. And it's all that I know. It's all that I am, and it's all that will ever be. All that will ever be, but the beauty, the flow of the divine in me, the magic in me, that's who I am, and that's all that matters. The divine in me is all that matters. And that's what I say for me, and that's what I say for you when I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.